There is peace at the loom, in the steady rhythm of my fingers dancing over the silk strands like a musician with a lyre. Peace in the threads weaving in and out, in the future revealing itself to me stitch by stitch, possibility by possibility. Such small movements, repeated again and again and again, each one small and meaningless on its own, but when the tapestry begins to take shape and tell its story, the infinitesimal becomes infinite. As a child in Shalott, I learned how to change the colour of the threads to render an image, frozen forever in time. But now I use only white. The magic-imbued strands glisten like opal in the afternoon sunlight that filters into my workroom through the oversized window. Outside, the staggering cliff my cottage sits on juts out over rolling, pearl-tipped waves. They crash against Avalon's shore, the sound loud enough to reach me even in my cottage, but I don't mind it. The steady sound soothes my mind, turning it soft and malleable and blank, receptive to the magic that buzzes its way through me from my fingertips to my toes. I keep my eyes on the threads, watching them weave together tight and solid, the waves pounding in my ears and chasing all thoughts away, so that nothing exists at all outside of me in this moment. Not Avalon or my friends, not the past or the futures fracturing before me like cracks in glass. Only me. Only now. The expanse of whiteness begins to shift, like shadows dancing across it, rippling over its shining surface. The threads vibrate softly beneath my fingers, emitting a glow all their own. I feel the change throughout my body as well, something unnameable tugging at my skin and sparking in my mind, threatening to pull me into it, into whatever the sight wants me to see. Though I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of visions over the last 10 years, I don't think I will ever grow used to this feeling. How, for just a moment, my body and my mind cease to be my own. A rattling knock yanks me out of it, my fingers stilling against the white silk strands. I settle into myself once more, and the world around me suddenly feels too sharp, too bright. Too real. I look up, letting my eyes focus and adjust, and find him standing on the other side of my window, his knuckles still resting against the glass and a mischievous smile playing on his full lips. In the light of the Avalon sun, he is pure gold. "Come on, Shalott," he says, his voice muffled through the glass. He jerks his head backward toward the beach, windblown black hair glinting in the sunlight. Behind him, I can just make out the other three, all beckoning me to join them, to spend the day on the beach, enjoying the sunshine and the sea. It's too nice a day to waste cooped up inside. Every day in Avalon is too nice to waste cooped up inside, I want to tell him. But some of us don't have much of a choice in the matter. "Give me an hour," I say instead. His bright green eyes crinkle, as if he knows it's a lie, but he shrugs his shoulders and turns away from me, his hand going to rest casually on the pommel of the sword sheathed at his hip. When he reaches the others, the four of them wave to me, and I wave back. "You mustn't strain yourself," Nimue always says when she finds me here in the mornings, bleary-eyed and dazed. "Seers go mad that way."